Anyway, how you doing, everybody? My name is Pete Nero, and I just want to talk a little bit about online dating. I don't know how many of you have tried online dating, you know, whether it's a dating app or Lava Life or Plenty of Fish, you know, the online dating things. Years ago, before I was married, before I got married, years ago, I tried this a few times, the online dating thing, you know, computer dating. And it was okay. Some of it was okay. Some of it was a little weird. There's a lot of fucking weirdos on there. And there's a lot of people who are misrepresenting themselves. Now, the thing is, like, your goal with online dating is to actually, you know, find someone, get to know them, and then meet them in person, and then go from there, right? Like, you're going to meet them in person. So, and you got to be truthful. You got to be truthful. You have to be honest of what you look like, what, you know, everything about you, what you're looking for, everything. You have to be truthful. But I met this one woman. It was a hilarious experience. I mean, it was irritating at first, but then when you look back at it, it was just hilarious. I met this one woman online. Now, she looked great online. She was, you know, she was supposed to be, I mean, I was in my very early 30s, and she was supposed to be, you know, she claimed to be a couple years older. Fine, no problem. She looked nice. She was a nice looking blonde, very nice looking. Her profile was great. You know, everything about her was, she seemed interesting, whatever. We talked on the phone a little bit, and still, I mean, it was wonderful. You know, I even had a Facebook account, a private Facebook account, my first one. Not the one I have now, but I mean, I had one, you know, before to whatever. And so we're chatting through Facebook, and she's putting all these pictures on my wall and messages and pictures and this and that. And can't wait to meet you, and you sound great, and you look great. So she had littered my Facebook with pictures and messages. Okay, so we finally go to meet in person. And we decide to meet at, you know, a pub downtown. So, you know, okay, so we go there. Now, I walk into this pub, and I walk in there, I didn't even notice her at first. She was sitting at the bar. She was already drinking and eating. She's sitting at the bar, and I was kind of, and all of a sudden I see this person, like, waving, and, hey, how you doing? And I'm looking, and I'm thinking, like, is that her? Because, I mean, she looked way older than she told me she was. I mean, I was in my early 30s. I think she had to be at least late 50s, early 60s. Honestly. And then the more I'm looking at her, I'm thinking, like, okay, well, I recognize her now. I mean, it looks like her, but, I mean, totally different. I mean, she looked way older, totally different. And then when I'm sitting there talking, and, you know, I met her, it's like, my God, I'm having a date with my aunt over here. It's like my, you know, my great aunt or something. But she was, like, nervous and fumbling and stumbling over stuff. Now you're gonna say, well, you know, you're on a date, you meet someone for the first time, you're gonna be nervous, you might not be yourself, you're gonna fumble a bit. I understand. But I mean, this one was nuts, man. She was like physically shaking. She was like, like a little chihuahua that had to take a piss. She was shaking and fumbling and, like, talking weird shit. Like, you know, hi, and I love birds. And I love birds. Like, completely different from conversations we had online and on the phone. And she's, like, you know, sitting there at the bar. She's drinking, like, a beer, like a, you know, and she's missing her mouth, and she's pouring the beer halfway down her mouth, you know, like there's like a little stream of beer going down her mouth and down her neck and going onto her blouse, and she's not even wiping it. It's like, oh my God. And she's sitting there eating like chicken wings. Like, you're meeting someone for the first time on a date that's, you know, kind of a blind date or whatever, like, and you know, you're spilling fucking beer all over yourself, you have, you know, chicken wings and sauce all over the place, and you're shaking and twitching and, you know, moving around and talking nonsense. Like, she scared the shit out of me, basically. So I'm thinking, like, you know, I need to get the fuck out of here. So I'm just sitting there, like, shaking my head. My eyes are wide open, just shaking my head, nodding. And, you know, sometimes I'm a very quiet guy, and other times I'm very open and whatever. It depends on the situation and depends on the person and how I feel. But, I mean, she totally caught me off guard, man. And I'm thinking, like, you know what? I ended up going downstairs. This pub had bathrooms. Bathrooms in the basement. So I went downstairs in the basement. I took a piss. To my joy, I noticed that they had an emergency exit in the basement, just right beside the bathroom there. It was an emergency exit, you know, one of those doors that you push with the crossbar there, and it was not alarmed, it wasn't armed, so I just decided to fuck off. I just left. I took my piss, found the emergency exit, and left, and just went home. There's no way I'm going to complete this date. You want to call me an asshole about it, that's fine. But the funny thing is that by the time that I got home, it took me like a half an hour to walk home. By the time that I got home and I just logged on to my Facebook account, she had wiped out everything. Every picture, every message. She had totally wiped out any evidence that her and I had connected or chatted or... She wiped out everything. I mean, she didn't post anything bad about me. She just wiped everything out. Unbelievable. And this is my one of my dating experiences online.